Hey, big little besties. Today, we're talking about my journey with endometriosis, everything from my symptoms to my diagnosis, my recent surgery and recovery. And shockingly, this affects so many women. So it's definitely worth talking about. So let's jump into it. Besties, you know that after bedtime, this is a podcast where we navigate the wild world of parenting after our little ones have gone to sleep. But we can't forget our other little babies, our furry little troublemakers, our dogs. I have a little pug. His name is Moki, and we call him Momo, and he really is my number one baby. He was my first child. And at the same time, as much as we love our pets, we know they can get into some trouble sometimes. Let me tell you about a time that my sweet, sweet baby Moki got into a bit of trouble. My one-year-old was just learning how to do solids. He's practicing. I gave him a huge lamb bone. And the baby, being a baby, accidentally dropped it on the floor. And within seconds, I kid you not, I looked over. Before I could grab it, Moki inhaled the lamb bone all 6 inches in a pug down his throat. It was horrifying. We rushed him to an emergency vet, and thankfully, it was a 3-day journey. He is okay, but trust me, the vet bills, they were no joke. Speaking of which, we wanted to share a message from our partner Spot Pet Insurance, because Spot Pet Insurance plans can offer up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. Which sounds like a game changer and something I wish I had on the Moki Lambone fiasco. Honestly, like, it was bad on top of bad when I got the bill. But now, imagine getting up to 90% cash back on that bill. And the Spot Pet Insurance plan offers not only coverage for accidents and illness plans, but an optional preventative care benefit as well to help with the cost for routine wellness, vaccines, and more. And if you catch yourself thinking like, is it expensive? Let me tell you, it is probably less expensive than the unexpected $1,800 vet bill that I got served. Go to spotpetinsurance.com today and get a free quote instantly. It's very easy. Disclaimer, paid ad for Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductible, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
Finally, here we are. It's after bedtime, the kids are asleep, and it is time to get down. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dina. We're the duo behind the ever-popular Instagram account Big Little Feelings, which helps you navigate all things parenthood.
But this is not a boring parenting podcast. There will be inappropriate jokes, we will be getting down and dirty, so put those babies to bed, and let's have fun. Dina, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Besties.
Hanging in there. How are you?
Besties, everybody. I'm not singing today. I think you know why, Dina.
I think you might throw up if you try. Like, don't talk too hard, yeah. You know?
we're recording
we
separately.
We always joke about it, but it's happening now.
Again, the daycare rule. This time it's real. Remember last time it was like one of my kids threw up and nothing happened? Nothing happened.
Yeah, it was a fake out.
It was just the
Thank
fluke.
God.
You know, sometimes kids. This is real. We got two kids down, jamming this podcast in, and then whatever may happen, just take me away, you know?
Yeah, let's get it in while we can, while you're still here.
Yeah.
I'm also not doing that great. I'm recovering from surgery.
You're also in rough shape here. Dina, how are you? I feel like that's more important. That's more important right now.
I'm sitting on a couch most of the days here. I've got some open wounds.
Oh,
I'm
my
bleeding.
God.
Like, it's going to be okay, though.
I feel so bad that I can't do, like, luckily we made you that cake before we all got taken down.
That was so
but
nice.
Now,
yeah. Thank you for dropping that off.
Now you're just on your own. I'm sorry. I wish I could be there.
We're both struggling today, but you know what? It is so nice to see you and to be here with you. This is a highlight.
This is really all we needed, where it's like, you know what? I just need to sneak away. We just need to sneak away for an hour to be together and then just go back to the recovery 100%. That we're...
We'll get right back in
it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something no one really warns you about, by the way, is like when you're a parent and your kids are sick and you're sick, you still have to parent. Like, no one really explains that to you.
Especially, so once they get older, I will say, I can tell everyone, it gets much easier. You know, 7-year-old gets sick, even the almost 5-year-old, they're watching iPad. Mommy, I need to throw up, walk over to the toilet, throws up. You know what I mean?
Wow.
14-month-old.
I can't even imagine.
Exactly. You're still in it. And now I put myself back in it. 14-month-old norovirus is wild, where it's like you're throwing up, they're throwing up, they're climbing, they're still trying to like kill themselves somehow because they're just like on top of everything, but they're then throw up all over you. And then it's like, well, how do I shower? Because like I'm covered in throw up and you're covered in, but how am I supposed to shower? So then you just don't shower.
God, it's so bad.
You know, it's a different ball game, but it does get better when they get older.
Yeah, I feel bad too. This is like getting real gross. Yeah.
I feel like the besties have been there. If you're listening and you have a child, you've been thrown up on and gone through baby/toddler norovirus before. What else are we going to talk about in like a December podcast? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're in it. It's sick season, y'all.
It's sick.
We're doing it. Like
every single episode is either how tired we are or how sick everyone is.
It's true. I've never been so tired. But go
what will we talk about like in the springtime?
Wow. I don't know.
Like, I can't even imagine.
Sunshine.
What do you think our intros will be about? Our catch-ups? Maybe they'll be really fun. Know.
We should go on a trip. We should go on like a mom trip, me and you.
Dina, stop. I did go to a mom dinner last week, okay, with some of the moms from school. Mm-hmm. They're very cool. I'm going to intro you. And while we were there, I was looking around and I was like, we should go on a housewives trip. We should go on a Real Housewives trip. You call it a mom trip, I call it like Bravo Andy. Like all the housewives go to the Bahamas or Mexico or like Utah. They went to like a Utah drag queen motel with like teepee. Anything. I'll go anywhere.
I want to go on a housewives trip.
You know what that means, yeah? Because you've watched enough housewives to know what that means.
Oh, yeah. It's a hot goss. Mm. Like we're gossiping about like the marriages and how things are falling and what you said about me. And, you know, like I'm going to call you out on it.
Oh, wow. I don't know that I envisioned.
Are you going to call someone out?
Oh, I didn't think
you. I don't think
this
you can.
Far into that. Yeah. I think less that and more like, I don't think you watched the Salt Lake City one, but on the Salt Lake City one, they just went to one again. I think it was in, I don't know where it is. Somewhere in Utah, I think. And it's like a motel run by a drag queen. And they did like drag queen performances and they have wine and there's charcuterie. I feel like that's more what I'm envisioning. You know what I mean?
Okay, so just the fun element. Got it. Just less drama, more like, enjoyment.
I don't think I'm there for the calling out moments. But I am here for the rest, the charcuterie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I like to follow rules. So I was just like just following the rules really
you're
hardcore
like, stir
there.
Shit you know up what I mean? Just because you have to. Like, we're on a housewives trip.
I'm a Gemini. Like, jump on the roller coaster. Let's go.
I don't have a problem with this person I've never met before. Let's go. I would love to. Yeah. I would love to.
I know nothing about you. I will figure something out. I got some drama.
You really would, though. Like, I would love to take this out on you right now. Just been putting it all in, you know, waiting for somebody to take this out on.
Oh my God. Speaking of shoving things in, we could pivot to my surgery.
Oh my God. Okay.
About my uterus.
Oh, I was like, we're shoving thing. Okay. Yeah. No, I get that. I get it now. I've got it.
Do you want me to spell it out for
you?
Yeah.
I do.
My vagina.
Okay. Okay. On that note, let's talk about your surgery and endometriosis is what we found out.
Okay. Let's jump into it. Okay, we're big believers that small, easy changes can have big results, and that goes for your skincare routine too. These days, it's so confusing to know what product works for this and that and which work together in what order, so I'm just gonna make it easy for you. The Work System from Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, it's high-end skincare that's affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, by the way, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I do not have time to remember a 10-step routine. The Work System is everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Plus, with spring and summer around the corner, I love anything with sunscreen. Their Tinted Glow Wonder Screen with SPF 30 just came out in new shades, and it's amazing. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Dimebeautyco.com. It's about time you've checked out Dime.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Alrighty, so I am what? I am 6 days out from surgery now for my endometriosis surgery, which has just been a roller coaster of a journey.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like up until very recently, I just thought my painful periods, like when I say painful too, I mean it was unbearable.
Yep.
The pain that I was going through every month. I thought it was just normal because like a few doctors told me, you know, periods are just painful and they just are kind of like that. And so I had really had that in my mind and was just trying to like stick it out every month.
Dude.
Until I realized it's actually endometriosis.
I was scrolling on Instagram and I think because of our text, I was sent like a targeted thing. And it literally, no joke, it's this gynecologist, I think. And she's like, painful periods are not normal. Like, don't let doctors tell you that this is normal. And I was like, oh my God, why didn't I see this like 5 months ago? But this is apparently a thing where like women are going in and they're saying this is extremely, something's wrong. It's extremely painful.
No, really, this is a thing. Like it is a thing according to research, around 11% of women have endometriosis. And I'm sure it's higher than that because so much of it goes undiagnosed.
You had several doctors be like, oh, that's periods, yeah. You know, that's womanhood.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh man, after kids, like, yeah, things change, huh? You know? And I'm like, looking back, no.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, I have such a high pain tolerance. So this, if it's really impacting me, and you've been with me in real time where I'm like doubled over and I'm like, hold on, I just
never
can't really walk right
I've
now.
I've never seen you know? Like that. You're like on the floor while your kids are playing around you. Like that's not a you move. Like you're like, let's go, let's do this.
No.
You could be like dying in pain and you're just like, let's go, I'm fine. I don't feel anything. I got it. I'm fine. And this was like totally took you out. Like super painful.
I'm a pusher through to like an unhealthy amount. Like I will just keep going. Let's just keep moving through it.
And you couldn't. And you couldn't with this.
No,
for like
I
the
just
first
could
time.
Not. Yeah.
Okay, wait, let me ask you because I feel like I don't know much. And I don't know that many people know much, honestly. So I'm so curious, what were your symptoms? Like what was happening that you were being told to ignore?
I mean, where do I even start? Like painful periods is number one, but then a lot of people get pain with sex, pain with bowel movements, excessive bleeding, which I definitely had. I mean, it can cause infertility. It causes so many issues. Like everything down in your uterus is hurting. Like other organs were hurting. My lower back, I've never felt such bad back pain except when I had COVID. Actually, I had back pain. It was crazy like that. I thought I threw my back out. But every month, it was like that level of intense pain where by the end, before I got this surgery, I just couldn't even walk for like 2 days. I would just have to sit on the couch. And that was my sign. I was like, you know what? I think we should go to another doctor because this really doesn't seem normal. And I didn't know until very recently what endometriosis actually is. And basically what it is, and do not quote me on this, I am not a medical doctor, It's when tissue that's similar to the inner lining of your uterus grows outside of your uterus, and it can start to affect your ovaries and your fallopian tube and the tissue lining of your pelvis. And here's the weird part. The endometriosis tissue acts like the lining inside your uterus would. So it thickens, it breaks down, and it bleeds with every menstrual cycle with nowhere to go because it's not in your uterus anymore. And that's what can cause inflammation and so much pain and other problems.
And I feel like what's so surprising for me as like an outsider is you didn't have this before your two kids, right? Like in my mind, I'm thinking, Oh, endometriosis, you must have had it, or like you had it all through your 20s or once you got your period. Like that's the craziest part to me is, can this come, apparently, does this just come on suddenly? It can come on after kids if you've never had it before.
So according to my doctor, it can get worse with every child that you have. So after my second baby is when I started to really have these symptoms. You're right. I had never had a period like this before. Like I was pretty mild when it came to periods. They weren't that bad, but the pain has gotten so bad that I literally could not even put a tampon in. Okay. Sorry if that's TMI, but the pain was excruciating. And I will say though, my whole life, I've always had really, really heavy periods. Mm-hmm. Like the doctor asked me, well, what does heavy mean to you? I, on like day one of my period, could not even put in those like super sized tampons without bleeding through that within 1 hour or less. Yeah. So like really, really heavy. And everyone just kind of, you know, brushed that part off too. And when I was younger, I just got put on birth control and that was like kind of masking it, I think, for a long time. So I don't really know how long I've had it per se, but definitely after having my second baby, that is when everything turned.
It's crazy because how old your second is now, almost like 1.5, right?
He's headed towards 2.
Yeah.
We're like 2 months away from 2, which is crazy.
And I remember you being like, whenever you got your very first period, whether he was, I don't even know, he was so young because you stopped breastfeeding and that was a whole journey. So you got your period when he was like
4 months. Yeah, I got like, it like pretty quickly. Or 3 months or something.
And I literally remember that, even that exact one being like, something is wrong. Like something is wrong. There's something wrong with my uterus. Like something is wrong in here. And it's been, and you went to pelvic floor therapy and you went to all these different doctors and it's been like over a year of this and no one like acknowledging it or taking it seriously, which is wild to me.
Yes, I know. And as the back pain like ramped up, that was the one for me where I was like, you know what? My intuition is saying this is actually not normal. This is not okay. Even though 3 doctors have told me, you know, this is just kind of part of it. You're postpartum. You've had kids. Things change. That was the one where I was like, nope, I'm going back to another doctor. Did a bunch of research for, you know, good reviews. It is so hard to tell with doctors. Yeah. You're like guessing all the time. Find someone who actually took it very seriously and he apologized. He's like, I'm sorry you've had these experiences. No, everything you're saying lines up with endometriosis. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Unfortunately, the only way that we can really diagnose it is by going in through surgery. And once we're in there, if you have that, we're going to scrape it out. So that's what I signed up for.
The feelings before, you want to explain that? Because that was really interesting of like, do you hope you do have it or you hope you don't have it? You know?
Yes. No, this is coming from someone who, I had my own long journey with autoimmune issues when I was in my teens. And that was this whole traumatic thing of so many doctors being like, yeah, I mean, sort of like it's a little bit low, but I don't see anything wrong with you. Maybe go to this doctor and that doctor and this doctor and that doctor. So that's what I just assumed was going to be happening. And I was terrified that basically they were going to go in, because I've had this happen so many times before, and be like, yeah, you know, kind of looks a little inflamed, but it's not really anything. And then I was going to be like, well, what is it then? Like, I don't know if I can handle going on this crazy journey again of like not figuring out what it is. But I guess, you know, at the same time, you kind of have to if that's the case. And my backup plan was like, all right, go to a GI specialist, see if that's what it is, since it's in the lower region.
Yeah.
Just kind of go on the journey.
And so when they told you, you went into surgery, and that was, let's pause and talk about going into surgery and what that was like. Because this is a real deal surgery. I don't know, like, again, that I ever knew. I just didn't know the depths of what endometriosis was and like what you have to do for it. So A, it's a real deal surgery with anesthesia. And then B, mm-hmm. I want you to talk about this too, is you have to do it again. Like it comes back. So walk yes. us through what the surgery was and what like treatment is. And then also that second part, which is crazy that it doesn't just end there.
No. Okay. So first of all, this was also my first ever surgery. I've really? Never been under general anesthesia. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Have you had surgery?
I did. I had a DNC. I did. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. We need to talk about that one day. Yeah. So then this was my first real surgery. I had no idea what I was doing. Also, I feel like I didn't even realize it was a real deal
you
surgery.
Didn't. You did not like, leading up to it. I was no. like, Dina, you have to, no. you need to take some days. You're like, I'm fine. I'm like, no, you need to, like, Mike's going with you, yeah. right? Like, you're like, I'm going to be dropped off. And I'm like, Dina, will someone be with you? Because I'm going to come with you. Like, Mike needs to go with yeah. you or I need to go with you. Like, you, like the night before, I feel like you really did not know.
Which so healing, by the way. Like, I hadn't even asked my husband. I'm so used to, and this is my, like, childhood trauma. Yeah. I'm so used to doing everything by myself mm-hmm. that it was almost assumed, yeah, I'm just going to get dropped off. And, you know, my husband will pick me up at the end. But this was so healing. He was like, dude, what? I cleared my entire day. Like, I'm waiting yes. at the hospital for you to get out. Yes. So he was with me the whole time. And that was so yes. nice. But yeah, real deal surgery. I had no idea what I was walking into. I got there. We go through the whole kind of like checklist with anesthesia. They were like, you know, have you ever had this before? No. And I told them I have a vomit phobia. So they like loaded me up with all these anti-nausea meds. Then no one told me that they were about to start the anesthesia process in the IV. And all of a sudden I felt loopy as shit. And I was like, oh my God, what is going on? Why do I feel this way? Did you guys just start the anesthesia? And they were like, oh yeah, yeah, we did. And from there, I'm just hysterically laughing. Like I cannot stop laughing. And all I remember is them rolling me through the hospital while I'm laughing my ass off. I cannot stop. We get into the OR and there's people like also laughing with me because I'm laughing so hard now. And they're like, hey, can you get off that little rolling bed onto the surgery table yourself? And I was like, I don't know, guys. Let's find out.
I can't believe and you remember all this. This is crazy. I don't remember anything.
And I just like,
please continue. I don't this know is how I remember this. Yeah, this is like really says a lot about like your brain, I guess. I don't know. Like, is it normal to remember all this? Okay, go ahead. So they're shimmying apparently I somehow. Really good I wonder what I did. They probably had to pick my ass up. Like I have to, probably had to roll me onto a table.
I know. So I like naked shimmy my way in front of all the people laughing onto the table and I go like this. And then I just remember passing out and that's it. Oh my God. So then the surgery happens, okay. right? I like remember coming out and I see a nurse. I'm in the little post-op area and I just look at her and I go, I'm so confused. And she's like, oh, you're out of surgery. And I was like, oh yeah, that whole thing. So laparoscopic surgery, I had 4 incisions, like one on each hip, one on my belly button and one to the side on the left, because turns out, surprise, I do have endometriosis. Ugh. They confirmed it. There was a bunch on the left side. So we scraped it all out, which I'm so, so happy about. Like I was so happy I could cry when they told me that part.
Like right when they told you, was it just, what did that feel like?
Oh my God, it felt like such relief to know that yes, the pain you're feeling is so valid. It all makes sense. And we took it out. Like how incredible.
Yeah.
You know, I just felt really hopeful for the future at that point.
Because I think you texted me and it said something like it was so wild to read. It was something like, as painful as recovering from surgery is, it's like nothing compared to what I've lived with for, you know, over a year.
Exactly. The pain monthly that I had was so much more severe even than like any of the pain from this surgery or recovering from it, which is just like mind blowing in hindsight that I lived with it for so long.
Yeah.
Not only that, though, we found a few surprises, which I was not totally expecting. So one of the surprises was that I also apparently have something called adenomyosis, which is kind of similar, except a little bit different, but that might also be contributing to the pain.
And wait, what is that?
Something like the tissue that normally lines your uterus grows into the muscular wall of the uterus. So basically, these displaced tissues continue to act normally. So they're thickening, they're breaking down, and they're bleeding during every menstrual cycle. And it can essentially enlarge your uterus and create really painful, heavy periods, which, again, I have. I have to go to the doctor and find out more about this, but that could be contributing to some of the pain too, which makes me less hopeful. Yep. And then maybe the bigger surprise is that my uterus is mildly prolapsing, which I was not ready to hear. And he delivered that in a really matter-of-fact way.
Please walk me through how this was delivered.
He delivered this news in the most matter-of-fact way. By the way, I'm like half delirious coming out of anesthesia. I'm like barely here in reality. And I just kind of remember him being like, yeah, so good news, you definitely have endometriosis. We got that all out. And bad news, you have adenomyosis and your uterus is prolapsing. So I will see you in a few weeks at the post-surgery appointment and we will talk about it. And I was just like,
what, a few weeks? What? My uterus is prolapsed? What?
Sorry, what now? Like, is it going to fall out? Like, what is going on?
God. Okay, so we don't know any more info on that yet? Like, have we Googled this or we're going to wait for the doctor?
I mean, let me tell you, don't Google it. Don't Google it. You'll go into
I'm definitely Googling it vortex. Right after this, by the way. But okay. Definitely going to Google it.
Oh my God. It reminds me of one time on my baby moon before my first baby, I had endless, like the baby had hiccups.
Dina, I remember and this even. Go ahead.
Do you remember this?
Yes, this was such
and
a thing for you.
We're
go ahead.
At dinner and Mike and I Google about too many hiccups in the womb. And then I freaked myself out because it gave like terrifying results about how the umbilical cord was about to fall out. And I'm like, oh my God. And it completely ruined the whole trip. So anyways, that Google. Was like a real lesson for me about don't Google.
I learned my lesson too many times where it's just like your child, this is like a fatal disease. And I'm like, okay, I've learned my lesson now. I actually don't Google things anymore like you. Yeah. But I feel like you did though. I feel like you did.
I did. You know me so well. I still did, but I'm not panicked. Okay. You know, maybe that's the lesson.
That is the lesson.
You can do it. Just try not to panic.
Yeah, you read it and you're like, oh, obviously it's going to tell me, you know, everything is over right now.
Like I know what's coming.
Yeah, we know.
End of the world.
I just want like a smorgasbord of an understanding of how bad it could possibly be. And Google will tell me that, you know?
Exactly. And what is uterus prolapse? You may be asking yourself, great question, scary question. It's basically the muscles and ligaments around your uterus start to weaken and basically the structure starts to fail. So your uterus is sagging out of position. It is falling down into the vagina. And if it gets so, so bad in cases, it can fall out of your body. Mine is not yet out of my body, but it is falling down, which causes a lot of pain because these ligaments are pulling. It hurts. And as someone who wants to have another baby, I mean, I am a little bit worried. What does this actually mean? What would the impact be? He mentioned something about, again, very casually, like, he can just have surgery for that and we can fix it. And I was like, okay. So I don't actually know, but I do know I'm going to go back to PT. That's my number one move. Yes. Just go back to PT. See if we can strengthen this uterus.
Can you strengthen a uterus in pelvic floor PT?
That's what my PT said when I emailed her. She was like, yeah, bring it on in, girl.
Your like, uterus. Okay. I'm fascinated and you're going to have to report back to the podcast. Cause I'm thinking logistic, you know what I mean? Obviously I'm going into like weird zone, like how manually are we, you know, fixing a prolapsed uterus, but like, I can't wait to find out.
I have no idea.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll see. See too after. Yeah. It's a journey. Oh. We'll see too after having another baby, like cross your fingers, going to go on the journey. Yeah. Hope it happens. Yeah. But if I can have another baby, then also, does the endometriosis come back? We'll have to keep an eye on that because it can get worse again with every child that you have.
Not even come back, but actually be worse is what it sounds like.
11% of women have endometriosis. This is like a very widespread thing that I feel like a lot of people probably struggle with and is underdiagnosed and underrecognized. Like, look at my experience. I go to 3 different doctors who all kind of brushed it off, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like that must be a low number because it's probably, like you're saying, how many cases are undiagnosed and women are just, I feel like this is a whole nother podcast episode of, like, you know, women not being heard in the doctor's office. Like, this is a real thing.
Yeah, I'm being totally dismissed.
Yeah.
Frankly, the hardest part is I'm not supposed to pick up my kids for 2 weeks. Yeah. So my husband has to do literally everything, which, you know, maybe it's good for him to try that out, see how it feels.
Feels nice.
You know?
Feels nice.
Yeah. So far he's doing pretty good. And which I feel like actually has been a little bit healing, because when I had both of my babies, that was the thing that kind of like broke our marriage, was I ended up doing everything around childcare. Yeah. On top of doing my normal job, and he was doing like nothing. And so now for him to actually step up and like just handle things while I'm recovering and I'm sitting on the couch and I'm like, hi, I actually need another coffee. Thank you so much. Can you hand me that child? Yeah, I can't pick him up. Thank you.
Yeah, like he can hold two kids really good. And get you a coffee at the same time.
That's right. So it's been really healing. But yeah, you're crushing it, dude.
Yeah. That's exciting.
So anyways, you know, we're going to get through this. I'm going to heal, and then we'll just have to circle back on all my millions of questions.
I have so many questions. I really thought we were going to walk into this episode and feel like resolve, you know, and maybe actually that's a good question for you. Like, how do you feel knowing it's not like 100% resolved? I'm sure like a small part of you was like, okay, cool. Maybe I can just like get this surgery and then that's it. Like, we can move on.
I think there's a small part of me that feels really happy, especially after coming off of this, like the best period I've ever had in my whole life, where it's like relief. But then there is a part of me that is so scared, because this can come back. And I've read so many stories of where the endometriosis does come back. And I've talked to women in our DMs where they're on their third surgery, their fourth surgery for it. And I think that is why the day that he told me, the doctor, like diagnosis, basically, I went into my car and I started sobbing, because this is potentially like a journey for life that's going to just keep coming back. And I'm kind of scared of the unknown of like, how many times am I going to go through the cycle, you know?
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Not to mention possibly having a third baby being thrown in there in with all those fears of like it coming back and just the journey that might happen over the next few years.
Exactly. Like, gosh, in my heart, I just really, really want this last baby. I don't know why. Like,
I do know why.
You do know you had this. Yeah. It feels so right for our family. And at the same time, I'm so scared. Like, how bad is it going to be after that baby and the uterus prolapse? Like, how bad is that going to be? And what does it mean? And are there more surgeries in my future or pain? Or, I mean, the DMs have been super helpful. And I've heard, you know, how this can go, especially with the adenomyosis and the uterus prolapse, which can, in many, many cases, lead to a hysterectomy.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have, you know, a lot of fear around this, basically. And I'm excited because I really want one last baby, and I'm terrified at what that might mean for my body.
I wish I could give you a hug and not give you norovirus right now.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know. I wish I could hug you.
Oh, what a journey.
But yeah, being a woman, it's a lot, you know?
Yeah.
We're amazing. Yeah. We're warriors.
You're
for
a
sure.
warrior. You're a warrior.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thank you for sharing your story, because I know a lot of women are going through this. I saw a lot of DMs that were like, I've been brushed off by doctors. Now I'm going to go get, you know, another opinion and another opinion and another opinion. So I feel like just the more we can share, the better.
To actually have been diagnosed, to have it removed, like, has been the most validating part of this whole journey for me.
Yeah. Like, listener, if this is you, you know, keep going. Keep going. It's hard too, by the way. I mean, especially if you already have kids. Like, I'm proud of you, because it's exhausting. It's so easy to just be like, okay, they say it's normal. Like, how much can I do, right? Like, how much can I keep fighting and keep going to doctors? But obviously, in the end, it was worth it. Like, we have to just keep fighting. You know your body. Something's wrong.
Exactly. Keep listening to your body. Besties, thank you for listening. Thank you for just being on this journey with me. And honestly, I hope that if this just helped even one person who's maybe been dismissed by doctors, whose body is shouting that something is not okay, people have made you feel crazy for it. You are not crazy. You are the only one who lives in your body. You are a warrior. So I have a lot to circle back on. I will definitely keep you posted on my journey, my uterus.
Well, the uterus.
We will meet back here and talk about
it. Yes, we'll be here. Well, I hope I was going to say next week, but it's probably going to take a few weeks. And then, like, we need to report back. You know what I mean?
It's going to be a little journey, but we're going to, you know, stay the course.
We're going to do it together. All of us. And the besties. We love you, Dina. We support you. You're amazing. You're incredible. Nothing but good things. Aww. You're awesome.
I love this family.
Oh, I love it too. Speaking of family, I just got a text that it has spread to another child. So I have to go. This is good timing. I'm really glad we got this in. You know what I mean? It's time to go. It's time for me to...
You know you're last in line, right? You're going to go down. I hate to say it.
Listen, you know, back in the day, I used to do all the things. You have the bleach, you have the Clorox, you have the sanitizing. And, like, I still think that's smart. I've been washing my hands as much as I can. And also, no level of control is going to stop this thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on bided time.
It's going to run its course.
Yeah. You just prepare for it. You just get the trash bags ready. You know, I'm just embracing it.
You look beautiful right now.
Oh my God. I just want you to know that. Thank you. That's very kind. In like 3 days, we'll see how... I'm just like a hollow shell of a person in 3 days, but
like bags under your eyes.
Yeah, I feel great for now.
Okay, you got this. Yeah. You got this. Enjoy your last few minutes.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Like, maybe I should take a shower or something. You know, really take some me time.
Soak it up.
And you go rest. Go lay down.
I am. Please. I am. I'm gonna go back into bed.
Good. We're both gonna do that. That sounds good. Well, not me, but okay. You know. I wish I could. Besties, we love you. We can't wait to do this again next week. I hope we'll be here next week.
If we're still standing.
It's always a TBD.
We'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon. We love you. Bye, besties.
Bye.
If you are struggling with toddler or preschooler tantrums, pushback, discipline, picky eating, just all the confusing things, this podcast, we can only scratch the surface. If you need help, our course, Winning the Toddler Stage, is here to help. It is aptly nicknamed the Toddler Manual because it truly has every single thing you could possibly struggle with under the sun between the ages of 1 and 6 within one course. We're not going to do a bunch of workshops. You have to buy the sleep guide and the picky eating guide and the this guide and the that guide. No, everything you could possibly need for ages 1 through 6 is all in this one course. We were never meant to do this parenting thing alone. You deserve to have help. We are here for you. You can find that course at biglittlefeelings.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Big Little Feelings. We give free tips every single day. They might change your life with one free tip.
Thank you so much for being here with us. This has been an Odyssey production, executive produced by Lauren LaGrasso, produced by Daniela Silva, edited by Bob Tabador, and theme music composed by Liz Full. Then studio lighting designed by Shane Sackett and designed by Jackie Shearman. Special thanks to Odyssey Executive Vice President and Head of Podcasts, Jenna Weiss-Berman. And thank you for being here with us. We can't wait till next week.